What does the makeup of the court at this time tell us? What should Missourians know about that as they prepare to take this issue up?
Well, Missourians are probably relatively familiar with the split that most people suggest the court has in terms of our traditional categories of liberal and conservative. And this is one of those issues that would probably fall, the justices would fall into those categories that we think of relatively predictably. So Chief Justice Roberts, Justice Alito, Justice Scalia, and Justice Thomas almost always fall in what we call the conservative wing of the court. Justice Roberts may not be with that group, depending on how the court ends up coming out with its decision, because he sometimes takes principles in a way that you would not always expect based on his ideology in order to have to build a coalition that's going to be effective moving forward. The liberal wing of the court, Justice Breyer, Justice Ginsburg, Justice Kagan, and Justice Sotomayor, almost certainly are much more likely to want to hold that in favor of the right of same-sex couples to marry. The justice who is most on the fence in these kinds of cases is Justice Kennedy. We legal scholars have identified as the swing justice for a long time. In same-sex marriage cases, even though he usually sides with the conservative wing of the court, he has written two of the most important same-sex discrimination cases in the last many years. He wrote the decision that overturned Bowers versus Hardwick that had criminalized same-sex sodomy. He wrote another opinion that struck down a constitutional provision in Colorado that would have prohibited protecting gay and lesbians from discrimination. And so he is well known on this issue as being much more sympathetic to gay and lesbian petitioners than he is in other groups and other contexts when it comes to discrimination.